And now this is a dictation for Mary Prout, P as in Paul, R-O-U-T, March 8, 54. Addresses a letter to Dr. Abimbola, A, B as in boy, I, M, B as in boy, O, L, A, 4639360. Dear Dr. Abimbola, follow up for Mary, chronic kidney disease, last visit in May. Fatigue, worsening edema, ulcers, blisters, probably related to ACTOS. Completed antibiotics, slowly improve, no fever, nausea, no vomiting, no diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood, morbid obesity, stable edema, no oxygen, inhalers as needed, no pyrrole material hemoptysis, no CPAP machine, other review system negative, medication list review, notice diltiazem, metoprolol, HCTC, ACTOS, doxazosin, vitamin D125, and bicarbonate. Have not used any Demadex. Insurance stopped covering Victoza. Reason for the ACTOS was added. Present weight 290, previously 260. Blood pressure 123.92 by nurse. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. Obesity of the abdomen, 4 plus edema, lower extremities. Next paragraph, chemistry is July, creatinine 1.6. which is baseline, GFR 33, stage 3B, anormal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, anormal albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, minor increase of PTH, anemia 9.2, normal white blood cell platelet, low MCV 68. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, no progression, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Edema is multifactorial, including body size. But the last event was the addition of ACTOS, which is typical to cause edema. She needs to talk to the insurance company what medications are approved by the insurance. Hopefully she can be off the ACTOS. Monitor metabolic acidosis, continue vitamin D125, continue bicarbonate replacement, blood pressure fair, anemia with microcytosis. I don't have an updated iron studies. She needs to consider weight reduction medications if the insurance approves. Alicia discussed with the patient and emotional support provided as she was crying. End of dictation.